first of all, affirm the joy that they're tasting in the day and say, is not God good? Is not he wonderful in what he's given you to experience here? But what you've experienced here is like, imagine this is a teasing taste that he set in front of you to make you long for even more. Somebody, I can't even imagine anymore. You're like, oh yeah, he's got something that's so much more for you. And Todd, I think this is really key to helping people get it. Don't picture the joy of eternal life as static. Let me say that one more time. Do not picture the joy of eternal life as static, as though it doesn't grow. Because throughout eternity, you get to grow in your union with him. And that means you appropriate unto yourself ever greater joy in him. And, or said another way, he gives you ever greater joy in yourself. It does not come to an end. Just because you're holy in him and in the kingdom, what you are holy in is so massive that there is no end. This is why we say at the end of the prayers, forever and ever, forever and ever. I mean, like the whole point is it goes on forever and ever. And your joy that you love so much here in this world right now, it is but the dimmest shadow of what will be fully yours on that day. And you will be feasting your eyes on the Savior, the saints and the angels, and your joy will literally just continue to grow for all eternity. This is one of the most exciting. This is blessedness that keeps growing.